Okay, so our listener's piece digs into Christian Bale's, well, really astonishing and sometimes, frankly, alarming body transformations for his roles. Let's get straight into the feedback. To make the piece really hit home, feel sharper, the material could maybe do a better job of clearly separating the popular stories about Bale's changes from what the documented facts actually tell us.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. It really gets to the heart of, you know, how we consume these kinds of extreme dedication stories. The weakness, I think, is that the material sometimes presents these widely circulated, almost legendary claims. You know, the idea of pure muscle, or these very exact, unwavering weight numbers, as if they're straightforward facts.
Right.
It doesn't always highlight the variations, or how these popular narratives get constructed, or even the discrepancies between different sources you might find.
Mm-hmm.
For example, saying he gained over 100 pounds of pure muscle to become Batman. It's a really powerful claim, isn't it? But it could really benefit from you contextualizing that pure muscle part and maybe acknowledging that different reports actually give different figures. It's where that mythologist lens really comes in handy.
You've absolutely hit on something vital there. And the material itself already mentions this myth versus record idea, which is a great starting point. So the suggestion for improvement is to really lean into that fully. Maybe introduce the legend, the story everyone kind of knows first. Then immediately follow up with the documented details and explicitly call out where interviews or reports might vary. That way, you empower the reader to engage critically, you know, instead of just passively absorbing the most dramatic version. It highlights not just the story, but how the story gets told.
Exactly. It's about showing the reader the gap, which is, like you said, key for that mythologist's perspective. So, for instance, when talking about the machinist, instead of just stating his diet became coffee, water, and an apple a day, maybe frame it more like this, something like, the widely circulated legend of his diet for the machinist often boils it down to coffee, water, and an apple a day, this incredibly stark image. A regimen that, while it definitely achieved the visual of gaunt ribs and him looking like a walking skeleton, probably simplifies a more complex, near-starvation process. And you could add that reported weight loss numbers hover around 60-plus pounds, but they do vary slightly depending on the source. See how that adds a layer of analysis? It shows the myth-making in action?
It absolutely does. And we could apply that same kind of approach to the Batman Begins transformation. Instead of just flatly stating he gained over 100 pounds of pure muscle, maybe phrase it more cautiously. Like, following the machinist, the narrative often highlights Bale gaining over 100 pounds for Batman Begins. And it's frequently described as pure muscle to get that, you know, necessary cape and cowl bulk of a superhero. However, and this is the important bit, it's crucial to remember that rapid weight gain after severe deprivation involves more than just muscle. There are other physiological factors, and the exact weight gained actually differs depending on which account you read. That kind of phrasing underscores the powerful story built around this dramatic rebound, not just presenting the numbers as undisputed fact. It gives you that necessary hedging and context.
Yes, exactly. And I really like that the material already touches on that idea that exact numbers and timelines vary by interview. My suggestion would be to explicitly weave that point into the discussion of each transformation. Don't save it just for a concluding thought. If you consistently integrate that reminder, it constantly reinforces the idea for the reader that these public narratives are, well, fluid. It's subtle, but it really deepens the critique of the myth itself.
Okay, moving on to our second main piece of feedback. Your material has a really great opportunity here to deepen the significance and relevance of the health risks involved. You could do this by explicitly connecting Bale's repeated extreme transformations to their sort of cumulative impact and the long-term questions they raise.
That's a really crucial point. That powerful statement you included, doctors warned him he was risking his life for the machinist, that's absolutely vital information. But the weakness, maybe, is that while it's present, it feels a bit like a quick aside before the narrative jumps to the next transformation. And that rapid pivot might accidentally, you know, lessen the profound gravity, the so-what factor, of such serious warnings, especially when you see this pattern repeating throughout his career. It feels like a moment for the methodologist in us to really dig in.
Absolutely. So the suggestion here is to amplify the weight of those health warnings. Treat them less like isolated incidents and more like critical turning points in the narrative of his career. Explore the implications of those warnings, especially in the context of a career that's basically defined by these ongoing dramatic physical shifts. It invites the audience to really think about the true cost behind the artistry. It aligns perfectly with that transformation versus health theme and the methodologist's perspective of understanding the actor's entire process, risks included.
Okay, so concretely, after describing that skeletal look for the machinist, you mentioned the ribs visible, the gaunt ribs. You could elaborate on the doctor's warnings. Talk about the immediate physiological strain, sure, but then also look forward. Suggest how that initial warning serves as a kind of foundational moment for understanding the whole pattern that follows. For instance, you could write something like, "The stark image of gaunt ribs and Bale reportedly living on just coffee, water, and an apple for the machinist brought swift medical warnings that he was genuinely risking his life. This initial critical alarm isn't just a footnote, perhaps, but a crucial lens through which we should view the next two decades of his career, as his body continued to be this canvas for extreme shifts. See? That makes the health warning feel like a central thread, not just a blip."
That framing really works, making it a central defining thread. And building on that, when you discuss the later transformations, like leading up to American Hustle, where he gained significant weight, developing that memorable American Hustle belly, and then Vice, which involved not just weight gain, but also those Vice prosthetics, you could overtly link these later changes back to those earlier health warnings. It creates this sense of a continuing story, you know? A sustained commitment, yes, but also with potential sustained consequences.
Exactly. You could even pose a question directly to the reader right there in the text, something like, "What does this repeated cycle of extreme loss and gain from the 60-plus pounds lost for the machinist to the significant gain for American Hustle, what does that suggest about the body's resilience, but also the potential long-term toll?" This pushes us beyond just looking at individual roles and forces us to consider the actor's sustained commitment and the real so what of it all. That encourages a much deeper, more analytical read of the pattern. It makes the significance and relevance of those health warnings echo throughout the piece.
And thinking specifically about Vice, explicitly mentioning that it involved weight plus prosthetics, that's actually a really interesting point you could subtly explore. It could hint, perhaps, at whether relying more on prosthetics in later roles signals some kind of evolution in his method. Or maybe even a physical limitation cropping up. Is it a sign that he can't, or perhaps wisely chooses not to, achieve those extreme transformations solely through physiological means anymore? It subtly emphasizes the body's limits, maybe the wisdom gained, which is a great methodologist's insight.
That's a fantastic way to deepen the analysis, yeah, and show that the method itself might be evolving. Okay, so for our third and final critique, the narrative could be enhanced, I think, by more deliberately structuring the sequence of transformations as like accumulating evidence, building the case piece by piece for that really profound concluding question you pose. Art or self-erasure? What's the line when the canvas is your body?
Right. Your piece definitely concludes with a powerful philosophical question, and that's a real strength we want to amplify. However, the descriptions leading up to it, while they're vivid and really show Bale's dedication, mostly present the transformations chronologically, almost like a list. The weakness there is that it could build the tension and the argument towards that ultimate dilemma more explicitly throughout the piece, rather than saving the main punch for the very end. We want that final question to feel like the inevitable, earned result of everything the reader has just processed.
That makes perfect sense. So the suggestion is to integrate that underlying tension, the one between artistic devotion and personal cost, throughout the descriptions themselves. Frame each example not just as, here's another physical change, but as another instance where that line between art and self-erasure is being tested, maybe even crossed. This allows the final question to resonate as the genuine culmination of the entire piece's argument. It keeps that angle and originality lens sharp throughout. It makes the reader feel that growing urgency with each role described.
Okay, so instead of just listing American Hustle and Vice as, say, ongoing transformations, we could weave them into this bigger theme more deliberately.
For instance, from the harrowing, gaunt ribs of the Machinist to the formidable cape and cowl bulk built for Batman Begins, and then the striking later contrasts, the American hustle belly, the necessary vice prosthetics, each transformation serves as another profound chapter in this larger story. And it's a story where the very definition of acting, maybe, and the boundaries of the human body are constantly being redrawn. This sustained pattern really pushes us to question, with, you know, increasing urgency, the actual cost of such profound artistic immersion. That framing really elevates the stakes with each example. It feels less like a list and more like an unfolding argument.
It really does. And when describing the most extreme points, especially the Machinist, where you mention the doctors warn of health risk, you could pose the core question right there, within that specific context. Maybe something like, his near-starvation regimen for the Machinist often summed up as coffee, water, and apple, and resulting in those visibly gaunt ribs prompted serious medical warnings about his health. At this very juncture, the material could invite reflection. Was this the moment where dedication tipped over into becoming a risk to the self? Was this where the line between artistic expression and physical self-erasure started to blur? Asking it then makes the argument feel much more dynamic. It engages the reader directly in that philosophical dilemma right when the stakes feel incredibly high.
Yeah, it's really about building that argument throughout, letting the reader feel the cumulative weight of it, rather than just dropping the big question at the end. Now, the final sentence of your submitted piece, but one thing is certain, Christian Bale will always be remembered as the man who gave his flesh and blood to become his characters no matter the cost. It's strong, definitely memorable, but it could perhaps be refined slightly to lead even more directly into that ultimate question you want to leave the reader with.
Precisely. Maybe consider phrasing it something like this instead. Christian Bale's legacy will undoubtedly be defined by this extraordinary commitment to fully embodying his characters. Yet, as the years and the demanding roles accumulate, from that skeletal frame for the Machinist, to the formidable hero, and then the subsequent gains requiring aids like the vice prosthetics, we are ultimately left to ponder the true consequence, the lasting impact, of this seemingly boundless dedication. This reframing keeps the power, but gently guides the reader right into that broader, lingering question about art versus health.
And that brings us towards the end of our critique today. So just to recap the main suggestions. We talked about enhancing the contrast between the popular myth and the documented reality of Christian Bale's transformations.
And deepening the significance of those health warnings by connecting them more explicitly to their cumulative impact over his career.
Right. And finally, refining the narrative arc itself, structuring the examples to more deliberately build toward and amplify that profound philosophical conclusion about art versus self-erasure.
These suggestions are really aimed at providing that high-level, insightful feedback to help maximize your reader's experience and the overall impact of what is already a very powerful piece.
We really do encourage you to consider these ideas, play around with them, and feel free to submit your revised work for another look. We see this as a collaborative journey, and we genuinely love to see how you continue to develop this compelling material. Thanks so much for sharing your work with us.